Hello and welcome to Catholic Answers Live. I'm Cy Kellett, your host. 2 hours of Ask Me Anything about the Catholic faith this hour. If you've got a question about the Catholic faith, it's a perfect time to call. 888-318-7884 is the number. 888-318-7884. And second hour, we'll have Joe Heschmeyer with us. First hour, Tim Staples. So that's two of the very best in the business. So if it's a tough question, this is a good day for a tough question. If it's an easy question, this is a good day for an easy question. 888-318-7884. And as always, anybody can call. If you want to know something about the Catholic Church, you want to know about the Bible, you want to know about Jesus, you want to know about the saints, the moral teachings, whatever. You got a question, we'll do our very best to get you an answer. 888-318-7884. I will tell you this, for a few minutes each hour today, we're going to take some time to ask you to support us financially so we can continue to do what we do. The way we fund this radio program and much of the rest of the work that we do here at Catholic Answers is to ask you for your support every 3 months. Every 3 months, we come and briefly ask you for your support, and that's what we're going to do today. And that's a different phone number. So I'm going to give that phone number out now and ask you to pick up the phone and call with your pledge of support, 888-291-8000 is the number to call. There are 11 people right here in this building ready to take your call, 888-291-8000. I'll tell you what, we had a tough day yesterday, but it was our first day. Today's the middle, and tomorrow we're done. And so we got some ground to make up today. And so that's why we brought it, you know, when you got ground to make up, fundraising, you bring in Tim Staples. That's why Tim's here. We bring in the ringer to help us get through it. But let me just explain where we are. We've got a $20,000 dollar-for-dollar match this hour. Any amount, any pledge, if it's one time, if it's recurring, whatever it is, it's going to be matched 100% this hour. But any new monthly pledge of $10 or more is going to be double match. So if you come in at $10 a month, it'll be matched to $20 a month for the next year. So what would have been $120 to us will be $240 to us. Say you make a $100 a month pledge. Instead of it being $1,200 at the end of the year, it will be $2,400. And you can do the math on all the other numbers in between those two. Can we get some callers on the line now? 14 of our colleagues now ready to take your call. I'm going to bring Tim in. We're going to answer some questions. But let me just ask you to pick up the phone. We need that first call. We need somebody to break the ice for us so we can start maybe making up some ground from yesterday. 15 of our colleagues now on the phones. 888-291-8000 is the number to call. Go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com on your computer or phone if you want to just give that way, CatholicAnswersRadio.com. I see now 17 of my colleagues here in the building on the phone and still not a call yet. 888-291-8000. All right, I'll leave that in your hands and trust that you will do that. Well, we get moving with Tim. Tim Staples, senior apologist here at Catholic Answers. Thank you for coming in and helping us.
Cy Kellett, it is absolutely wonderful to be here.
And I'm quite serious, actually, when I say you're a bit of a ringer. Like you and I have been doing this together for a long time.
We have.
you know how to make the appeal. You know, we need it right now.
We do. And you know what? It's easy, Cy, in this sense.
Okay.
There's never been a more important time for Catholic radio than right now.
Amen,
brother. Gosh, all you've got to do is turn on the news, my friends, and see that the world has gone crazy. People are in desperate need of the truth. And the good news is, folks, we would have a whole lot of people on these lines right now if you all could sit in our shoes and see just some of the emails and letters that pour in here, people thanking us. Every single time I go out, Cy Kellett, without fail. Right. Every single time. It wasn't always that way, you know, 20, 25 years ago. But now, every single time, we have people come up and say, thank you, Tim Staples, man. Tell everybody at Catholic Answers, you guys are the reason why I just came into the church this last Easter.
Yeah.
We hear it everywhere we go, my friends. And we have people from Baptist to you name it that come to our conferences. They come. They want to hear. They call in. I know you're listening right now, folks. We are seeing conversions like we have never seen before, my friends. But you know what? We need your help now at 888-291-8000. We are way behind, folks. We got that $20,000 match that we've got to make right now, but we are way behind from yesterday. Had a slow start. That's okay, because I know our folks. And I know folks are going to call 888-291-8000. We need you to call right now. And folks, you know what? We need some big donors. We need all of us. Don't we always say, Si?
Yes.
We need everybody. We need the $25 a month gift. We need that one-time $50 gift, that one-time $20 gift. We need all. But we need some $25 a month givers right now at 888-291-8000. We've got a $20,000 match. That is exciting. We didn't have those until very recently,
right,
folks. $20,000 match. Call that number, 888-291-8000. We want to hear from you. Listen, we need some $100 a month givers right now. And then we need some large givers. It's really going to take all of us to make up for yesterday. And we're off to a slow start right now. 888-291-8000. Or remember, you can go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. You can text Catholic to 24365. There's no lines. Text Catholic to 24365. But folks, we need some friends right now to come through with that $1,000 gift, that $2,000 gift. We need some $5,000 givers. I know there's a couple of $10,000 givers out there, and we need that $20,000 gift. Are you the one? Look, some of you, you know you should have given last time, and you didn't, right? Some of you know, hey, you've never given. That's okay. Now is the time. 888-291-8000. Can you be that $20,000 giver? Because, folks, I got to say this real quick, Si. We are living in really rough financial times. And I happen to know, I know with feeding, we've got six kids left in the house. We got seven, but we got six left in the house. Oh my goodness, just paying the bills, Si Kellett, for food.
Right.
It is off the charts now. We are way over $2,000 a month just to feed our family. I get it. There are folks out there who tell us, Tim, oh man, I feel bad that I can't give, but we just can't. Folks, understand, there are people out there that just cannot give. Look at inflation's going back up. We've got, oh my goodness, gas prices are going up even more, and that's going to lead to everything else going up. And so we get it. There are folks, look, if you can't afford to give, we understand you can do something even better, and that's pray for us at Catholic Answers, because right now we need the purity of the fullness of the gospel of Jesus Christ like never before, and we alone have it as Catholics. We've got to proclaim it in the midst of this world that has gone crazy. People are dying for the truth, my friends. We need your help, okay? 888-291-8000. But if you're one of those, you're some of the few that are really blessed. We really need your help this time, because we know we are not getting a lot of the smaller donations that we would usually get in a time of economic crisis like we're in. So we need some of you that are blessed to pick up that phone right now, 888-291-8000. That $20,000 gift will help a whole lot of folks who can't call in and give that $100 gift. Can you do it? That $20,000 gift, that $10,000 gift, that $5,000 gift, that $2,000 gift. And I know we've got a whole boatload of folks that can give that $1,000 gift. Can you call now, folks, at 888-291-8000, or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com, or text Catholic to 24365. And Si Kellett,
yes, sir.
I got to tell you, I've never been more excited about being Catholic. Because
this is the moment for it, isn't it, Tim?
This is. It's exciting. You know, a while back, you know, I was going, my goodness, what's going on here? Folks in the church, outside the church, you know, going crazy. But you know what? I've just been so encouraged lately, you know, traveling, getting back out on the roadside, meeting folks, and really getting back to basics and understanding, man, people just need to know Jesus Christ is Lord, Francis is his vicar, and there is nothing that we can't tackle.
Amen. 888-291-8000 is the number to call. Thank you so much to the folks who have picked up the phone and called. Just to remind you, if you make a new monthly pledge, it's essentially tripled this hour, because we have a $20,000 match on right now for any pledge, and then it's matched again with a second match. from other donors if you make a new monthly pledge. So come in at the $10 level, $20 level, maybe more a month. But as Tim said, it's time. We need everybody if we're going to make up the distance today. 888-291-8000. All right, back to the other phones.
Let's go.
And I got myself a little confused here. Dominic is in Columbus, Ohio, watching on YouTube. Are you there with us, Dominic?
Yes.
Hello, Dominic.
Hello,
how old
Dominic.
Are you?
Five.
Well, we are so happy you called. Go ahead with your question for Mr. Staples.
Since John is on the island of Patmos,
yes.
How did he deliver his book?
Wow, that's great, Dominic. 5 years old.
Yes.
We got a scholar here.
Nicely done,
who's
Dominic.
5 years old. Well, Dominic, that is an awesome question. But we believe, according to tradition, that John returned from exile after he was very elderly, but returned from exile there near the end of his life. And so he was able to deliver his books. Most likely, he wrote at least portions of the book of Revelation, and some will disagree with me on this point, but I believe the gospel as well was written later. I know there are folks, don't yell at me now, because I know there are folks who believe it was written before the destruction of the temple. I don't personally agree with that. I think it was a later written gospel, and that's something that Catholics are free actually to disagree about. We can disagree about over when John wrote and that sort of thing. But the bottom line is, yes, he would have been returned after the exile and was able to deliver his books. Thank you, Dominic, so much for your call. What an inspiration that is, huh?
Yeah.
A five-year-old calling and asking a really intelligent question. Catholics, doesn't that make you want to pick up the phone? That's why we need to stay on the air, Cy Kellett. Listen, folks, we really do need your help right now at 888-291-8000. We are way behind. But folks, we know Jesus Christ is Lord. 1 John chapter 4, verse 4 tells me, Cy Kellett, greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. That means the devil. So guess what? There's nothing we can't overcome. And I believe, let me tell you, folks, can I share something with you real quick? I have been at this professional apologetic stuff for 30 years. And I will tell you, I have never seen an organization as good as Catholic Answers. I really haven't. I mean, I've been involved with other apostolates, and God bless them, doing great work. But I'm just telling you, you come here, and we invite everybody, come on to San Diego and check us out. Come see us. Cy Kellett will give you a personal tour.
Sure.
Okay, you come on over.
Bring snacks.
But no, seriously, we do. We get folks all the time. And you check out what's going on here at Catholic Answers. It's extraordinary. You know, we have about, 48 or so full-time employees. I haven't kept up with it. Do you know how many it is?
No, I haven't kept up, but that's about right.
It's about right. 45 to 50 full-time employees. And it's like a beehive around here, man, with one goal, and that is to bring people closer to Jesus. We want to make Catholics better Catholics. We want to make all of our separated brethren, we want to bring them into full communion with the Catholic Church. We want to bring people who don't know who Jesus Christ is. We want to bring them to Jesus in his church. We want to bring atheists to belief in God. We want to dialogue with every human being on this planet. That's our goal. And you know what? Because of the vision of Carl Keating all those years ago, and the guys that have taken the baton now, our own Chris Check and all the folks here, it is happening. We are reaching hundreds and hundreds of thousands, indeed millions of souls all around the world. But right now, folks, we really need your help because we are in need, okay? We are behind on our goal. We've got a $20,000 match. We need you to call right now, 888-291-8000. We got to meet that $20,000 match. And I'm asking for one person to do just that. Will you be the one to give that $20,000? Please give us a call at 888-291-8000 or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com or text Catholic to 24365. But folks, we don't only need the $20,000 giver, though you pick up the phone, 888-291-8000, give that $20,000. But we need every one of us now. Can you imagine, Cy Kellett, if just 10% of the people listening called right now, we'd be done for the next probably 2 years. Right?
Oh, yeah.
10% of people just called right now and said, you know what, I'm going to give $25 a month. We would be set. But folks, we're asking you, not those all those other people and the $20,000 guy who, yes, pick up the phone, 888-291-8000. We're asking you to call and do what you can do. If we all work together, folks, we can make Catholic Answers strong and we can grow this thing, because everybody has a right to hear the fullness of the gospel of Jesus Christ. We haven't been doing, as a church, a good enough job at it over the last 50, 60 years. But we're going to chip in our part right now. Can you pick up the phone at 888-291-8000? Call 888-291-8000 or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Text Catholic to 24365, and I'll guarantee you, these 45 to 50 folks are doing their part right now. Come on, you do your part. Give us a call. 888-291-8000.
888-291-8000. We're going to keep doing what we do, which is take calls and let Tim answer them. Let me reset for you where we are. We're about 25% of the way towards our goal for this hour. So $15,000 to go to use up the match for this hour. But remember, there are two matches this hour. Anybody that who gives in any amount, $1 to $20,000, it's all matched. But if you are a person who will start a new monthly pledge, and, yes, and there's a reason for this. I mean, we're not trying to deceive anybody. It's better for us to get monthly pledges, because that each month then we know what the plateau is, what's the base that we're starting from. So it's very good for any nonprofit to have monthly pledgers. So if you'll do that, then there's another match for you, because we have donors who want to encourage that and to help us to grow the apostolate in that way. If you come in at the $10 a month level, it's getting tripled right now, and you're becoming a member of Society 315. You get a full year free digital Magnificat magazine for prayer and reflection for the full year. You get the Society T-shirt, these very nice T-shirts they have for Society 315. And then you get all kinds of interesting content throughout the year. So maybe come in at the $10 level right now. There are also gifts at the $20 and $45 level in addition. So just ask the person on the line, if you'd like to come in at $20, what are the gifts that go with this? Or if you'd like to come in at $45, what are the gifts? And they'll help you. Let me go back to the phones and let Tim answer some more questions.
All right.
888-291-8000 is the number to call. We do need lots of calls this hour. We're coming up on the halfway mark, and we've got a long way to go. So with 13 lines open, it's a perfect time to pick up the phone and call 888-291-8000. Or, as Tim said, you can go safe and secure online to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Either way you do it, it all goes to the same match. CatholicAnswersRadio.com or 888-291-8000. Going to Joseph in Michigan now. Joseph, thank you very much for the call. Go ahead with your question for Tim.
Hello.
Hello.
Tim. I've been having some trouble praying the act of contrition and the Our Father prayer.
Okay.
Especially when it comes to the part where it says, my God, I'm sorry for my sins with all my heart. And
yes,
the part where it says, I firmly intend to do penance. And also the part in the Our Father prayer where it says, thy will be done.
Okay.
I've especially been having trouble with that thy will be done part.
Okay.
And I know in the Bible it says, if you want to be a disciple of Jesus, deny yourself, take up your cross daily, and follow me.
Mm-hmm.
But I've been struggling with that,
yeah,
because of the suffering it might entail.
Okay.
My brother has recently broken his wrist just today. When I went to confession, I didn't receive the very hard penance that I was worrying about, and it's a very hard penance. But I was very happy, but then I was thinking, if I was given this penance, would I accept it? And I've been worrying, because in my mind, I know that if it was given to me, I most likely would not accept it. I could not accept it.
All right, Joseph, I'm going to let Tim answer, because I think we've got the information we need. Thank you.
Okay, Joseph, here's a really important point to ponder for you. When you say you have a hard time with thy will be done, right? or, you know, consider this, and I know you know this, we've all known this since we were little children, but Jesus struggled with those words in the Garden of Gethsemane, right? Now, he was truly tempted. You know, a lot of folks think that Jesus, you know, he wasn't really tempted. You know that, right, Cy? Because, I mean, he was God. He just acted like he was tempted, you know? And when Matthew chapter 4 says the Spirit drove him out into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil, well, he wasn't really tempted by the devil. You know, he was just play-acting. No, that is not true. He was, in fact, tempted. Now, he didn't have concupiscence. He didn't have his lower appetites out of whack, right? But he was tempted in every way possible, given the fact that he was fully man, because the devil hit him with everything he had. And when you add beyond just the temptation of the devil, now follow me on this, Joseph, beyond just the temptation of the devil that I'm talking about here, but Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane also saw, he knew what awaited him. He knew, he had already told Peter way back in Matthew chapter 16, the Son of Man must go to the cross, suffer and die, right? He knew what was coming, and his human nature revulsed, follow me, Joseph, revulsed against the idea of having nails stuck through his hands and his feet. And that's why he prayed the prayer, Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Now, Cy and Joseph, Jesus meant every word of that. He said, Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass. Now, his will was never contrary to the Father's, not even for an instant. But he was experiencing the fullness of his humanity. He has the same five natural inclinations that you and I have. And one of those being, right, to defend the self, to preserve the self. And so when death is approaching, his human nature says, I don't want that. But guess what he did, Joseph? He said, not my will, but thy will be done. And Joseph, that's what you're called to do, my friend. Now, I think what can trip us up is, Joseph, sometimes we get in our heads that unless we have absolute certainty that we're going to be perfect in the future, well, then I don't really mean that. Or you said you struggle with that phrase in the act of contrition, with all my heart. Right? With all my heart. Now, Joseph, if I were to ask you, it's probably because you know your heart and you know, oh my goodness, I'm probably going to fall again. I'm not really giving my whole heart. And you know what? I believe that's a lie from the devil. Now, it may be, Joseph, we have free will. We can go to confession and go through it pro forma and not really intend to change our lives. And if that's true, then you're not going to receive the grace of the sacrament. But Joseph, you're calling in this broadcast. You are struggling with this. And you know what that tells me? That tells me you're not one of them. Because if you were, you wouldn't be calling and asking this question. The bottom line is, Joseph, you and I are going to fall into sin again. We can't. That's a pretty much a promise, right? In 1 John chapter 1, verse 8, if any man says he has no sin, he is a liar and the truth is not in him. At least venially, we are going to sin. But that doesn't mean when we say, Lord, I am sorry for my sins with my whole heart, that doesn't mean that's a lie. No, because that's your heart's cry, Joseph, is I am sorry, Lord, and I don't want this. And because you're doing that, Joseph, you are being forgiven, and you're going to receive sanctifying grace when you are forgiven and power to be able to overcome those sins. So my suggestion to you is don't listen to the devil. He is, we say that our God is the God of all hope. Well, guess what? The devil is the devil of all despair. He wants you to fall into despair, because despair, just like presumption on the other side, both despair and presumption lead you away from Jesus.
Joseph, thank you. Oh, I'm sorry.
So Joseph, in a nutshell, and I wish we had time to talk more, Joseph, but we do got to move on. I want you to go to confession, Don't let the devil lie to you and say, well, you know, I'm not sorry enough. I'm not really giving my whole heart, because that's a lie. I believe. Now, I can't read your soul, but I believe just from what I heard from you. And let me tell you, I hear this all the time. Si, you and I hear this all the time from folks who really worry that they're really not contrite, because they're not contrite with their whole heart. Look, if you can say, I love God and I don't want to go to hell, all right? If you can say those two things, I love God, I'm sorry for my sins, I love God and I don't want to go to hell, you are a candidate for confession. I love God, I don't want this sin, and I don't want to go to hell. Go to confession. Let Jesus forgive you and heal you.
We're going to be off for the next couple minutes for a break. Perfect time to call 888-291-8000, a $20,000 dollar-for-dollar match, and a second match for anyone who will start a new monthly pledge of $10 or more. 888-291-8000.
Catholic Answers Live would like to take this opportunity to thank our partners in airing our daily program. Please support the stations and networks that carry us each day, ensuring that we have a platform for broadcasting the show. And please bear in mind that while we don't have to pay for airtime on our affiliate stations, neither do they contribute to the operating costs we incur. It's a great relationship, but it requires that we turn to you, our devoted listeners, for your prayers and financial support to cover our ever-growing expenses. Please call 888-291-8000 right now and help to keep Catholic Answers Live strong. That's 888-291-8000. Or you can donate securely online at CatholicAnswersRadio.com. What began as a humble one-hour daily show that was carried by four stations has, with the generosity of many fantastic people like you, blossomed into a two-hour broadcast heard on hundreds of AM and FM stations, the internet, Sirius XM Radio, Facebook, YouTube, and via podcast. We don't make that possible. You do. We simply cannot continue this media mission without your most generous gift today. Call 888-291-8000 or log on to CatholicAnswersRadio.com and donate now. People tell us all the time how much they depend on Catholic Answers Live to help them better learn, live, and share their faith. What they're really saying is they depend on you for that. Will you come through for them right now? It only takes a couple of minutes to make a huge difference at 888-291-8000 or CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Again, 888-291-8000 or CatholicAnswersRadio.com. No matter how much you give, be assured of our gratitude and know that God will richly bless you. Phone 888-291-8000 or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. It's important that you take this important step right now, today, to make sure that Catholic Answers Live is here tomorrow and for years to come. Thank you so much. God bless you.
Welcome back to Catholic Answers Live. I am Cy Kelly, your host. We're coming up on halfway through our May pledge drive, and we're coming up on one quarter funded. So a long way to go, but with good prospects that we can get there if you will be generous and help us. And you always have been before. For 27 years almost, we've been doing this show and asking you to pay the bills, keep the lights on, and do all of that for the next 3 months. So if we can reach our goal over the course of the next day and a half, we will be fully funded for the next 3 months. We won't have to talk to you about money for a while. This hour, we have a $20,000 match to use up. So that's wonderful. Someone has given us $20,000 and said, hey, you raise it, I'll match it up to $20,000. So anybody who calls, whether you give a dollar or $1,000 or $10,000, it's going to be matched up to $20,000. So there's 15 folks on the line that are not doing anything right now. They're just waiting for your calls. There's six active calls on. So give a call, 888-291-8000. If you want to give $5, they'd love to talk with you, visit with you, get that done. If you want to give $5,000, they'd love to do it. It'll all be matched dollar for dollar right now, 888-291-8000. But let me mention the second match, the other match that we have, which is anybody who starts a new monthly pledge will be matched a second time. So let's just say you decide, I think I could do $20 a month. And you call up and you do $20 a month. It gets matched once to make it $40 a month for the next year, and then it gets matched again to make it $60 a month for the next year. So this is an extraordinary opportunity, and we need your help. And our donors, the donors we have who give those large amounts of money to be matched, they know we need your help. And so they're trying to make it as encouraging as they can. 15 lines right now ready to take your calls, 888-291-8000 or safe and secure online at CatholicAnswersRadio.com. It all goes to the same place, 888-291-8000.
Man, I just had to say, you're talking about tripling the gift for a new monthly donor.
Any new monthly pledge. Folks, even if you up your monthly pledge.
Yes.
I forgot about that. But
that's right. If you're giving $25 a month right now, and again, I have to say, because so many folks are struggling and they really can't call, this would be the time to up the ante. So if you're giving $25 a month already, up it to $50. And what happens? That thing gets tripled. Oh, my goodness. So instead of, what, $25 a month, which is $300 a year, you're instantaneously giving $900 to Catholic Answers, folks, just for either a $25 double, that is, you're upping the ante $25 a month, or if you are making that a first-time gift. Now, if they up the ante, though, that's a would that be considered a first-time monthly donor?
Yeah, whatever they add to it is a first-time monthly donor.
First-time
monthly.
So okay,
say you're
giving
50
awesome.
And you give another 50. Well, that the new 50 that you start, is it's all going to be tripled, right?
Yeah,
now.
Fantastic. Folks, please, we have 15 people that are not talking on the phone right now. We need your help, guys. 888-291-8000. Pick up that phone right now. 888-291-8000 or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Text Catholic to 24365. Folks, you know what? On Judgment Day, I will guarantee you, you are not going to be sorry when you're standing before Jesus. Man, I'm so sorry I gave that extra money for the propagation of the faith. No, it's going to be just the opposite, because when you give to Catholic Answers, this is not just cliche, folks. You participate in all the fruits of the labors of this apostolate. What a deal that is. 888-291-8000. And we still haven't heard from our $20,000 giver. We're still waiting for you. I know you're out there, right? You're thinking about it. 888-291-8000. How about those couple of $10,000 givers? Give us a call, 888-291-8000. We've got some $5,000 givers, and I see we've already got several $1,000 givers that have called in. Thank you all so much, and all of you that have given, but we are in really, really, I don't want to use the word desperate. Let's not,
what's another
let's
word
not
for
sound
that?
Desperate.
No, no. What's a nice word for that?
We are in sincere need.
Okay.
Sincere right, need. Yeah. Because seriously, folks, we had a slow day yesterday. We need y'all to come through right now. 888-291-8000. I want to get back to the phone lines because I just love answering people's questions about Jesus.
888-291-8000 is the number to call. Let me just thank a couple people and we'll get you right back to the phones. But let's fill with 12 lines open. The perfect time to call. So let me thank Kathleen from North Carolina, who just gave $250 and gave a shout out to both of us, Cy and Tim,
all right,
for our books and how much she enjoyed reading them. Kathleen, thank you very,
thank
very
you,
much.
Thank you, Kathleen.
Joseph gave $500 in Louisiana and asked for prayers for the soul of his father, whose name is Tim, and prayers as he discerns a calling to the priesthood. Joseph, you certainly have our prayers, and we'll remember you in our prayers here. The number again, 888-291-8000, 11 lines open, a double match on for anybody who will make a new monthly pledge this hour. James from Quincy, Washington. Somebody is cutting the things while I'm reading them. Signed up for $100 a month, and he paid the credit card fees to match. He's been listening for 20 years. God bless you, James. Thank you so much.
So guess what? That's $3,600 right there.
If, oh, that's right. Tripled, right? That's
it's
exactly
tripled.
Right. Yeah.
That's 1,200 times three. That's $3,600. James from Quincy, God bless you. Is there anybody else out there right now that can give that same $100 a month right now? We've still got the match. That'll be $3,600. 888-291-8000.
One last Philomena in Illinois. 94 years old.
Oh, God bless
him. And I got my first communion and first confession at St. Philomena Parish outside Philadelphia. And Philomena, 94 years old, just started a $10 per month donation.
Praise God.
And tripled. It was tripled. Philomena,
right.
Thanks.
That's all right, $360.
Exactly. Thank you, Philomena. All right, 888-291-8000 is the number. Still lots of lines open. Please pick up that phone and call. Alex is in Woodland Hills, California, watching on YouTube. Welcome, Alex. Go ahead with your question for Tim.
Yes, hello there. Okay, so mine has to do with the concept of prayer, but praying specifically when you need or want something. Okay?
Yes.
So ultimately the question is, if there is a need or want that you want to see granted, do we need to be specific in our prayer request? Now, again, before you answer,
yes,
let me just kind of flesh this out for a moment. Just cut a few nuances to this kind of topic, if you will.
Okay.
And I promise we can circle back to that. Okay, now, let's just say for a thought experiment that I went on a job interview, let's say 2 days ago, okay? And I believe I was a perfect candidate. I did all the studying, lots of experience, et cetera. Now, I understand that even if I check off all the boxes, if it's not God's design that job can hurt me, he's not going to grant it. I get that. That's not my argument. Many people will say, oh, I pray, but this doesn't come true. I don't contest that. I understand God is sovereign. He has the blueprints that I don't know.
Alex,
I get that.
How about let's just get a question for Tim, all right?
Yeah.
Go ahead and ask a question, and we'll get you an answer.
Well, okay, so, all right. Yeah, I got you. Okay, I was just trying to kind of flesh this out. But
we
bottom line
it.
Is, I'm just wondering if, let's say, God has, he wants to release this gift, but let's say he has it, just take it as a fist, but he's not going to relinquish it if you don't say it specifically, hey, God, can I get this job? I did it a couple days ago. If you don't say that specifically,
right.
You just say the Lord's Prayer, which is like, give us this day our daily bread. Doesn't that, those body of words, to me, in my opinion, will furnish everything he needs, but many
right.
people who have told me you
sure.
be specific when you make your request.
Sure,
fair
Alex.
Enough, Alex. Great.
Great question. Yeah, you really get that in the health and wealth, you know, the TV preacher kind of theology. But there is some truth to that in this sense. In James chapter 4, I believe it's verse 4, you have not because you ask not, and because you ask amiss, that you might consume it on your lusts. But notice the key there is what's in your heart. It's not so much, see, and I think what can happen with that kind of theology is that you end up losing who God really is in this exchange, right? God is not holding things out and saying, oh, nope, you didn't get the exact words,
right.
Cy Kelly.
Yeah.
You
yeah.
ain't getting nothing, pal, until you get the words. No, that's not God. God is taught. He wants us to open our hearts. And the reason why we have not because we ask not, because we definitely do need to exercise faith. We need to sacrifice. We need to pray and fast in order. That's why Jesus says, this kind cometh not out except by much prayer and fasting. Now, I know Mark 9:29, they say, well, the end fasting part wasn't, you know, in the original manuscript. Well, the theology is, okay? Yes, this kind does not come out except by much prayer and fasting. So the key is, in all of our prayers, all of our sacrifices, as well as our petitions, Jesus is interested in our heart. But that doesn't mean we can be just sloppy when we go to prayer, and Lord, you know, just give me everything I want, you know, and that sort of thing. Because why is that not sufficient? Because that reflects a problem in the heart. Because if that's the way you're approaching God in prayer nonchalantly and such, you've got a heart problem, right? But I would also argue, if you're so hung up on this stuff that if I don't ask it in the exact right words, God's not going to give it to me. You've got not only a heart problem, but you got a head problem, because you're not understanding who God is. God is all about the heart. What does Jesus say in Matthew chapter 15? It's not what goes into the mouth that defiles a man, but that which comes out of the mouth, ekkardion, out of the heart. That's what defiles a man. So salvation, repentance, all the good stuff happens deep within the recesses of our hearts. So the most important thing that we can do, if you've applied for a job, if whatever it is in your life, is cry out to God and say with Jesus, not my will, but thy will be done. You know my heart's cry, Lord. I want this job, but I'm going to trust you because, hey, that job may be the worst thing in the world for me. So I'm saying that's what I want, Lord, but the overarching need is this. Not my will, but thy will be done. God sees your heart, and that's when God is moved. He had pity on them, Scripture says, and he began to teach them many things. He had pity on them, and he healed their diseases. That's our blessed Lord. Folks, you know what? We really need your help right now because, folks, questions like that are important, aren't they, Si?
Yes.
You know, in the lives of Catholics, in the lives of Christians, we need to know who God is. He's a God who loves us. He wills our salvation, and he wills the very best for us. How often do you hear that on CNN or Fox News or whatever that people waste too much time on in our culture, right? How often do you hear that when you go to your NBC, ABC, CBS? But you know what? That's what you hear here on Catholic Answers Live. We answer the most important questions in this life in order to get everybody to the next life. Please, folks, we need your help. We are so far behind right now. We've got 18 open lines right now. We can't have this. All right, 888-291-8000. We need everybody. That $50 giver, one time, that's you. Come on, $25, one time. 888-291-8000. That's going to be doubled, folks. We need that $100 a month, like our friend who called in earlier. That will be tripled. That becomes $3,600, that $100 a month. We need that $25 a month. And one more time, folks. We need those $1,000 gifts, $2,000 gifts, and thank you for those who have already called those in. But we need some $5,000. I haven't seen a $5,000 yet.
No.
And I haven't seen a $10,000 and a $20,000. That's what we need right now, folks. Can we join together? We got to do this thing because we got to keep Catholic Answers alive and strong, and the fullness of the gospel of Jesus Christ will continue to be proclaimed over these airwaves. And folks, thousands upon thousands of souls, folks who haven't even heard Catholic Answers Live yet, are going to be saved, okay? Their souls are going to be saved. And we know that's true by the grace of God. We know it because we've seen it happen thousands of times before. Guess what? If we continue, we believe we'll see it thousands and thousands of times, and it's going to be because of you deciding right now to call 888-291-8000. Come on, folks. We got way too many open lines. 888-291-8000. Or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com or text Catholic to 24365.
888-291-8000. It's the perfect time to make a new monthly pledge. Maybe you have not given before. Maybe we haven't explained this to you, but we're on hundreds of towers. And we have an average of 12, 13, 14. You know, it varies at different times of the year and on different years, but maybe gets up to 15 or something per tower. So if you're listening on a radio tower right now or you're listening on an app or whatever, the likelihood, because we are on all kinds of devices all around the world, the likelihood that you are one of a very small group that's supporting us there is very, very high. It's probably 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15 other people. So please don't think that your gift doesn't matter. We get a lot of bang for the buck here.
We do.
But we do need a few bucks, and right now we're asking you to help. I'm going to go to the break, but before I go to the break, I'm going to just read one thank you. The number to call, 888-291-8000. How about some new monthly pledges? Can you start at $10, $20, maybe even $45? There's gifts that come with each of those levels. Just ask the person on the line about it, and it's tripled for the rest of this hour, 888-291-8000. All right, I'm going to just say a quick thank you to Emma. I don't think it says here where Emma is. She just increased her monthly pledge to $20. Emma, we're extremely grateful for that. But she put an if with it, only if Darren would play the groovy music.
Yes.
So we'll see, Emma, we will see if we can get some groovy music played around here. Apparently we can't. He's pushing the button, but he's looking at me like, I don't think we're going to get the 20 bucks from Emma. Come on, Emma. We need you. All right. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back.
No.
Oh, don't take a break. Oh, okay.
We
no.
can't yet. Hey, can I
Emma,
say this?
You broke the whole system, Emma.
Well, we're going to fix that system. She's going to get that groovy music. Yeah. But Si, Stephen in Virginia just came in with a $2,500.
Thank you, Stephen. Thank you so
donation.
Much for helping us.
God bless you, Stephen. That's what I'm talking about, folks. We need some a 5,000, a 10,000, and a 20,000 right now, folks, to take us over the top, folks. And don't you dare stop with that, God bless Lori, $10 a month. Because guess what? What does that mean? That means $360, just
indeed.
Like that.
And all of a sudden, we get much closer to meeting our match this hour. We did not meet our match either hour yesterday. That's actually quite rare, but not unheard of. Tim's right. Desperate is not the word. At 27 years of doing this, there's some reason to have faith that folks will come through. But we need folks to come through. I mean, we don't want to act like we don't need you. And there's 12 lines open right now. And I'm going to see if I can get $20 out of Emma, $20 a month out of Emma. But I gotta get some groovy music playing here. So yeah. while we're trying to figure out if we can get that $20 a month, which is that might put us over the top. I don't know, Emma. 888-291-8000. We can't play it. We can't play anything.
Well, not yet. We're gonna work on it.
All right, let's take a call. We'll take a call.
Yes.
Emma.
Hey, can I say something real quick?
Of course.
I know we're gonna go to call, but I just wanted folks to know. All right. I was just on the phone with a young man. I am guessing he's about 24.
Okay.
Right? A young man who called and said, you know what? I am just struggling. He's from a Catholic family, Catholic all his life. He's in college. I think he might just be out of college, starting his life. And he's like, you know what? I just, doubts are flooding in. Doubts about everything. Just
right.
Doubts about the faith. And you know what? We've scheduled a meeting for Monday,
and I'm
going to give him all the time he wants on the phone, and we're going to talk through every one of those doubts. You know what, folks? How much would you pay for that, right? There is no money that is worth sitting down with a young man who's struggling with his faith, and I'll fill you in after the fact.
Okay, great. Yeah,
and we'll see how things go. But you know what? These are the kinds of things we do here. I'm getting what we used to call Holy Ghost bumps right now. See that, Cy Kellett?
Yeah.
Because I can't wait. That brings tears to my eyes just thinking I have the opportunity to share with this young man. This is what we do at Catholic Answers, and you're not going to see this in the newspapers. And things like that. Normally, we don't even talk about things like this. We do it all the time. I've gone to prisons, detention center ministries, especially when I'm out on the road. If I get a chance, I absolutely love going to prisons, man. There is no better place to preach the gospel. And it doesn't matter, big 300-pound dudes, but you know what you find is they've got hearts just like we do, and many of them are scared. They're scared of life. They're scared of what's coming. And man, sometimes you see them open up and cry. It's incredible, folks. These are the kinds of things we do here at Catholic Answers. Now, I say, look, there is no money you can give for that because it's priceless. But you know what? When you give, the fact is you empower us to be able to do it. Because without you guys, we just don't do it. We can't do it.
No, we go away.
We go away, folks. And right now, we got too many open lines. Folks, we need you to call right now, 888-291-8000. There should not be one open line. Folks, I will guarantee you, if you knew, if you could see, if you could sit in on some of the conversations we've had, when you see a young man, or when I remember I was at lunch with a young Protestant pastor from right down here in San Diego, and we were talking, and right in the middle, and this was the culmination of a lot of different sessions and whatnot, and him listening to the radio and all of that. And you know what? Right in the middle of talking to him about the Blessed Mother, he dropped his head into his hands and started crying. And I was like, we're talking about the Assumption of Mary. What's going on here? Or I think it was the Immaculate Conception, actually, right? But you know what? I knew the Holy Spirit was knocking on his door. I said, brother, are you okay? And he looked up at me with tears coming down his cheeks. And my friends, you know what he said to me? He said, Tim, this stuff is real. What am I going to do?
Amen, amen.
He said it just like that. And you know what? He's Catholic today. He lost his ministry and everything. But you know what? He's doing fine. God has taken care of him. But folks, that's what we do at Catholic Answers, and that's why we need you now at 888-291-8000. That's 888 888-291-8000. Pick up that phone.
888-291-8000. Let me let Tim answer a question. Emma has broken all of our equipment here. I don't know what she did, but she broke all of our equipment by asking for the groovy music. But we're going to get that $20 out of you, Emma. Hang on. The groovy music is coming. While we're waiting for that, let's go to Megan in Waco, Texas. Megan, I'm going to have to ask you to be kind of quick with your question because we're limited on time.
Okay, thanks for taking my call.
Sure. Yes.
I just wanted to know if it's wrong for a Catholic to still be afraid of death and dying, if they want to be faithful but still have thoughts like, oh, what if it's actually not true and there's nothing on the other side? What advice would you have for that person?
Right. Great question, Megan. Well, there are different kinds of doubt. Believe it or not, Megan, there is willful doubt. And then there is doubt that you're not culpable for. In other words, doubts will come. It's part of being in the wayfaring state that we are in and all the stuff that's going on, the temptations of the devil, the world, the flesh, and the devil. There are going to come doubts. And Megan, if you're talking about that, the doubts that just come, oh my goodness, is this real? That is not a sin. That's analogous to a temptation. A lot of folks understand that, right? A temptation, let's say, to fall to the sixth commandment. You understand that you're going to have thoughts in your head, right? Those are not sins. It's when you dwell on them, you allow them to fester in your heart with an act of your will, that's when it becomes sinful. The same thing is true about doubt. Doubts are going to come. However, if we ponder on them and allow them to fester without seeking to form our faith and to be informed so that we can be filled with faith, it can become a sin. And we can fall into the sin of despair. So it can reach the level of sin. So the one thing I would say to you is doubt is never good. It's never something that you say, oh, don't worry about it. That's just doubt. No, that's like, oh, that's just temptation. Don't worry about it. No. Worry about it. We got to deal with temptation. That means you go the other direction, get away from it. And if doubts are filling your mind, they may not be culpable yet, those thoughts that just come, those doubts and whatnot, but you don't let them fester. Get answers Catholic answers might be the place to go, right? To get answers so that those doubts can be eradicated with faith.
Thank you, Megan. I do hope that that's helpful. And please call back another day because we are a little bit limited for time. And I feel like you had such an important question. And I don't want to give you short shrift, but we have still not met our match for this hour, but we're getting closer. And lots of folks have called. I'm so grateful for all the calls. There are 13 people talking to folks in this building right now, but there are 11 phones idle, meaning we have colleagues who have taken the afternoon to wait for your calls and they're ready right now. We're about to go into a break in about a minute and a half. So this would be a perfect time to fill up those phone lines. 888-298-1000. Tim was talking about the young man who went to college and is having problems. And I know I could identify the problem.
Yeah.
It's college.
Yes.
And that's the thing is I think that what people are starting to realize is that Catholic media is now alternative media. Everything else is captured by this view of life that really has very little dignity for the human being and no place for God.
Yeah.
But young people who find this Catholic media, who find Catholic Answers, for example, they find something that is a little subversive to the message that they're getting in college, that undermines the despair and the selfishness and all of that that they're being taught. And has a little joy to it. And maybe you've noticed this about Catholic Answers. Our plan is not to say Catholicism is horrible and it's full of terrible people and you should join. Our plan is to say we love it. And it's because we love Jesus and Jesus loves us. And so when we can share that joy and give good reasons, and that's what we do here at Catholic Answers, we can make a difference even in a college student's life. So will you fill the phones up right now? 888-291-8000.
Folks, we need somebody to call and give $4,000 to put us over to make the match. This will be the first hour that we make the match.
$4,000?
Can you be that one? Call give that $4,000 gift to take us over, and then we are going to take off. I just believe that it's too important, folks. People need the fullness of the gospel of Jesus Christ that we alone possess as Catholics. 888-291-8000. Call now.
888-291-8000. If you start a new monthly pledge, I mean, we're grateful to whoever that is that's going to call and make that $4,000 pledge right now. But if you make a new monthly pledge right now during this break, we've got that triple match on. And perfect time to call because, you know, we won't be on the air. And you got to check back next hour. I'll let you know if we made the match, and I'll let you know if we've got the music for Emma. We need to get that $20 a month out of Emma, and we've got to play the groovy music. 888-291-8000. Thank you to everyone who's calling. 14 lines open, 888-291-8000.